Welcome to the Wellspring Church Podcast. This week, Pastor Trey Kelly continues our series, The Gospel. Now prepare your heart for a life-changing message.
Yeah, keep coming in. Come on. Come on. You can, probably have to ask you guys to scoot in a little bit. Of course, the week before Thanksgiving, we'd have a ton of new people show up, right? Of course. Hey, if you call Wellspring home, you just saw us go ahead and play the gospel bumper, which usually means I'm about to preach. And I am, actually. We're having a different service today. And so I'm going to try to tell you about it without losing it. We've been in a series for the past month called The Gospel. And for the last 3 weeks, I've done my best as your pastor or as a pastor to present to you from God's Word what I believe is the truth and the hope of the world, that God sent his son Jesus Christ to live on this earth and to die for us so that we could have a relationship with the God of the universe. And I've done that for 3 weeks, and we've seen people come to Christ. And today what I decided to do is I'm actually going to leave it in the hands of Wellspringers. You're going to hear stories today. You're going to hear stories of lives that are changed. And you're going to see a picture of lives that are changed. It's not just a box. There's water in here. This is a baptismal, all right? And we're going to baptize people today. And we do that because we're commanded to. Baptism is an outward picture of an inner change. Baptism is the way that we go public with the idea that we've given our lives to Christ. All right, I'm going to baptize one person right now. We're going to baptize more at the end. And here's the thing. Some of you in the room today are going to be baptized today, and you don't even know it yet. I don't know why you're laughing. Because but at the end of the service, I'm going to present the gospel. I'm going to give you a chance to respond. And then we have prepared for you so that you can be baptized today. We have shorts. We have t-shirts. We have flip-flops. We have towels. We have everything you can imagine. We have undergarments. Everything you could possibly need. We're going to take pictures. We're going to take video. I'm taking away every excuse. And I fully, firmly believe there are going to be folks in the room today who are going to go public with their faith. Right here. But we're going to do that at the end of the service because I'm going to need that entire time to compose myself, because the first person we're going to... We started the series on October 30th. And I knew God was going to move that day, because before we even started, I was backstage and my wife came up to me and said, David, that's my 6-year-old son, has something to tell you. And I said, what, Dave? And he looked at me and he said, I want to give my life to Jesus. And so I got the privilege of leading my son to Christ. Yeah, you better clap for that. And so he wanted to be baptized today. And because he's my son, and because if you're the person at Wellspring that gets baptized after my son, all you're going to remember is this. We decided to do David at the front and everybody else at the back. And also so you can see that it's really not that hard. It's really not that big a deal. It's a thing we do. It's a way for us to go public with what's happened inside. Jesus himself did it. And it's a picture of what happens. When we go under the water, it's a picture of our old life passing away. And as we come back up, it's a picture of the new life we get to live in Christ. So, buddy, come here. All right, sit down right there. I promise he's still there. David, because of your faith in Jesus Christ and your desire to follow him in baptism, it's my privilege to baptize you as my brother in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to try to hug you without electrocuting myself. All right. Thank you, buddy. Okay. And yeah, we clap for that. Yeah. Not just for David. We're going to clap every time today because we are so stoked that what God is doing through Wellspring Church. So I invite you now to watch the videos. We're going to watch some videos. We're going to sing some songs. Then I'm going to come up and talk again at the end. But here's my prayer today. My prayer today as you watch these videos is that someone in this video reminds you of you. That someone in this video you can connect with and say, okay, I can relate to them. And look at that. They gave Jesus a try. Why not me? So let's watch the first video.
When I was five or four.
When I was about 9 or 10 years old.
When I was 9 years old, there was a revival at my church that I grew up in.
When I was 3 years old.
In 1988, I found myself alone in Southern California. Sown my wild oats between 18 and 22, about 22, broke, homeless, and living in Southern California on a beach. When I was alone in Southern California, I realized my life is not amounting to much. So I read the book, it's called The Book, and found out that I was a sinner and gave my life to the Lord and had a hunger for the Word of God.
I'd seen my grandparents' example in their lives of just living a godly life, and I said, I want to follow after whatever it is that gives them the joy that they have. I would say dive in and just go for it.
I would tell them that there's acceptance and forgiveness in Christ, and there's no second class citizens in the kingdom of God. We're all fully accepted and fully forgiven. And if you want to know that, get to know God.
Actually, about probably 5-6 weeks ago. I basically became a Christ follower since I started coming to Wellspring, to be honest with you.
I asked Jesus into my heart this summer.
When I was 5 years old.
I graduated high school right before I went into the Army.
I was actually a freshman in college. I became a Christ follower when I was 25 years old, living in California. And at that time, my husband and I were dating, and he basically gave me, you know, he pretty much led me to Christ.
My following Christ became a relationship with him and not just a ritual.
It just, you know, I just decided to jump in and discovered that, you know, Christ just loves me the way I am. I don't have to be perfect.
It happened overnight, but it wasn't like, oh, my life was changed automatically. Like, it took time to build that relationship and to trust and kind of really understand what it was I had decided, so.
I made this decision because my life hasn't really been going too great, and I felt that I was far from God. And since I've been coming here and hearing the messages and applying them to my life and really taking that extra step, it's just radically changed me.
There's more to it than just going and being saved and being baptized.
Why not? Just do it, you know? It's going to change your life.
That you don't have to be perfect, you don't have to be a certain way, that God loves us no matter how, where we've been, what we've done, where we are, He loves us just the way we are.
Having the hope and the love of Jesus Christ, to me, is just the only way to live.
If you haven't made that decision yet, you need to make it. It will transform you for the better. It's made so many changes for me in such a short time, and I can tell it's only going to get better from here.
I became a Christ follower here at Wellsprings
I was invited to this church, and the minute I walked in, I felt a love and a presence that I had never felt before.
When I was about 7 years old, I got saved and baptized.
I became a Christ follower on October 30th.
When I was in college, I decided that it wasn't just something that was taught to me by my parents. It was something that I needed to embrace and believe with all my heart.
I didn't really start following him faithfully until I was a teenager, 17.
Or when I was young in Bible school.
February the 11th, 2006, I was living with an abusive husband. And that particular morning, he threatened me. So I went to my bedroom, shut the door, and sat on the foot of the bed. And I said, God, what do I do now? And I felt these two hands come from behind me, underneath my arms, and lifted me off the foot of that bed. And from that then, from right then, I felt peace. Sealed my lips, got my few things of clothing, my puppy, and I left. If I had not left, I wouldn't be here today.
I think it was 1993. I was 7 years old in first grade.
Probably about 8 months ago. And I got baptized here August the 28th of this year. Yay!
I became a Christ follower here at Willow Springs Church this summer. I got baptized here. I became a Christ follower after struggling with addiction for over 20 years.
I've seen the people around me who follow Christ, and I've seen the joy and the beauty that they possessed. And I wanted that same thing.
I'm glad I did, because my relationship has just tremendously grown. And made me who I am today.
I was just at a place in my life where I had been making bad choices. I was a rebellious teenager, and even though I'd grown up in church and knew the right thing to do, I just didn't care. And I thought, I'll do it later, it'll be fine. And I just started down a path of destruction, and I knew where I was headed, and I started to become scared by it. And so I kind of just got to a place where how I was living wasn't enough anymore. And I was kind of tired of trying to pretend to be somebody who I knew I really wasn't.
He literally saved me that day. And every day since then, I have no question in my mind that he is my Father. And I do trust him with every decision I make, everything that I do. I just don't want to live without him, and I can't live without him.
And I served, you know, him for the longest time in, you know, the capacity that kids can. But it really, I think there's a danger in growing up in Christian school, growing up in church, that sometimes you become complacent. And one of the biggest parts of my life is when I went to college, the Lord had to take some things away from me, whether it be relationships or different things that I was putting before him. And so I tell people that in college is when the Lord really got a hold of me again and said, look, you need to come back.
To me, I don't think there's a thought process involved. I mean, I just don't understand how you can walk outside or walk on the beach or wake up every morning and go to sleep every night and think that it all just came from poof and we were here. So I just think that it's something that we should all strive for, and we are put on this earth to bring others to God.
Tried many times to quit on my own, couldn't ever quit, and I finally surrendered my will over to God 100%. And when I did that, I was able to sustain from using alcohol or drugs, which is a wonderful thing. I lost my wife, which now I have her back. I have a wonderful family, and I owe it all to God, because without him, I wouldn't have anything. And, just a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, hands down, do it. It's the best thing that will ever happen. You always have somebody to lean on, and whenever anything goes bad in your life, you just trust in God and He'll get you through anything. Mm-hmm. He's proven that over and over in our lives.
Part of me wants to say, why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Because He is the truth, He is the way, He's the light, He's what brings me peace, He's the reason why I want to get out of bed in the morning. And another part of me wants to say that if you question whether you should become a Christ follower or not, you need to look for the person. Try to find Jesus, not just some religion, not just some practice because you grew up with it, but to think about who this person is and His love story and what He's done to rescue you and to love you and seek Him.
There is no greater satisfaction in life than knowing Jesus. And no matter what obstacle or mountain you might be facing, having Him on your side, leading you, not just walking beside you or following behind you, but leading you up that mountain, through that obstacle, through that dark hole, is the greatest peace ever known. I think it brings joy like nothing else in this world can.
Run. Run right straight into God. He'll be your friend forever. Others may leave you, but God will be right there. Any time of the day or night, He's always there. Best friend you'll ever have.
But it's the easiest thing in the world to do. All you have to do is pray and ask God to help you, to save you, to be with you always, and He will.
I mean, I think we say a lot of things to that. We say it's easy. We say it's the best decision. I would just tell them just to give it a try. It is an easy thing to do. But, you know, let's not kid them. It will be a tough thing to live the Christian life, but it's so worth it. To feel an overwhelming sense of peace, to feel that you belong, to feel that you're loved by a being that cares more about you than anyone else. That's an amazing thing to know and feel. And I mean, really, honestly, I would tell them, worst case scenario, you come to a place for a couple times that everyone is going to love and care about you. So if you find out it's just total baloney, you get love for a couple weeks, and there's nothing better than that. But seriously, I would tell them that, you know, Christ will absolutely change your life. If you just give Him an inch, He will take you the rest of the way.
Don't wait another minute. Don't even stop and think. Mm-hmm. If you're even considering it, go for it, because it will change your life more than you can possibly.
I've watched those videos a couple times, and each time I'm like, how do you follow that? I think the answer is you don't. You don't. Those are the stories. I think one of the few things I want to do is just kind of help maybe dispel some thoughts and some questions and maybe some myths or two. That wasn't an infomercial, okay? And what I mean by that is, we didn't need to put a little runner at the bottom that says, these results are not normal. Those results are normal. That is what we are promised when we give our lives to Christ. That is what we are promised when we tap in to the power of the God of the universe. When we surrender ourselves to Him and stop living the life we always thought we should and start living the life we were created to live. That's what happens. Lives are changed. Chains are broken. Addictions are defeated. Relationships are healed. There is healing, and there is hope, and there is power in a relationship with the God of the universe. That is why Wellspring exists. We didn't move here. I didn't move here from Texas. Eric didn't move here from Texas. TJ didn't move here from San Francisco to gather a group of people in a middle school gym and sing some songs. We moved here because we believed that the God of the universe wanted to do an amazing, mighty work in Myrtle Beach, and we dared believe He could use us to do it. Not because we were anything special, but because we were called and we were willing. And every single step of the way, we have seen God move. We have seen Him change lives. We have felt it. We have experienced it. You've just seen it. And here's what I know today. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt there are people in this room today that need to take that step. You need to give your life to Jesus. You need to begin a relationship with Him. You need to surrender. You need to say, I'm going to stop trying. I'm going to stop thinking I'm smarter than everybody else. I'm going to stop thinking that my logic and arguments can out-talk the Bible. You know what? You may be right. There may be things in the Bible you can argue against. There might be. I disagree, but you may think there are. There may be philosophical things you can argue against. But let me ask you right now, who among you can tell one person on that screen that what they experienced wasn't real? See, that's why we tell the stories. Because you can't take that away. You can't explain that away. That's a genuine encounter with the God of the universe. And some of you today, for the very first time, those stories got you thinking, maybe your objections are off. Maybe I should try it. Maybe I should just dip my toe in the waters of God and see what happens. And to you today, I say, welcome to the safest place on earth. We invite you to jump in and test out God. You will find nothing but love and compassion and acceptance and forgiveness in this place. Not because of who we are, but because what God has done through us. We forgive much because we have been forgiven much. We love much because we are loved much. Everything you see, everything you felt, everything you've experienced here today has nothing to do with us. It's the God of the universe moving through us. And so right now, I want to give you an opportunity to begin that relationship with the God of the universe. To dip your toe in. To say, I want to try this out. Maybe for the very first time. I invite everybody in the room to bow your heads with me and close your eyes. And as you're doing this, I want you to think about the videos you just watched. I want you to think now on the video that you watched that spoke to you. The one that you saw, oh, they remind me of me. And oh, wow, God can change them. So maybe, just maybe, He can change me. It's not a maybe. It's a guarantee. It's 100%. It'll happen if you just open yourself up and invite Him in. So here's what I'm going to do right now. If you want to say today, yes, I'm interested. I want to dip my toes in the water. I want to test out this thing called Jesus. What I invite you to do right now is pray after me. I'm going to pray a prayer out loud. You pray it in your heart. You talk to God. And if you do, it's just like Pam said, it's easy. All you got to do is say, God, I need your help. Can I get an amen from anybody in the room today that would say, God, I need your help? That's right. I just said, can I get an amen? I invite you now to pray in your hearts after me. Father, I need your help. This is the last thing I thought I'd be doing today, but here I am. God, I admit to you that I've tried to do it on my own, and it's not working. I want the peace that those people had. I want to feel that peace. I want to experience purpose. So God, I admit to you, I've tried it on my own. I can't do it anymore. So I'm going to right now say, I believe in you. I believe these people's stories. I believe you can change my life. So right now, I'm going to commit to trying out this relationship with you. I invite you into my life. I ask you to take it over and to just guide me for the rest of my life. Now I want you to keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed, but I want you to know heaven's going insane right now because some folks in the room today just gave their lives to Christ. You didn't even know why you were coming. What you don't know is that God's been planning this moment for months. And you did. You just gave your life to Christ. What I want you to do, three things today. Number one, keep your head bowed and eyes closed. I want you to let me know. I want you to let me know if you just prayed that prayer. I want you to let me know if you're saying, yes, today I'm going to give God a try. Yes, today I'm going to publicly say, I want what those people on that screen have. I want to test it out. When I count to three, I want you to just raise your hand up in the air. You just shoot it up in the air. I don't want you to think about it. I just want you to do it. Just so you can let me know what's happening in your heart. One, two, three. Just shoot your hands up in the air. Just keep them going. There you go. Don't think about it. Keep putting them up. Keep shooting them up. Hands up. Okay. You put them down. I want everybody to look at me right now. Two more things. Number one, there's a card there in your chair. That card's called a connection card. That card is incredibly important to us. If you were to say today, yes, I want to give God a try. I want to take a step. I invite you to fill that card out. And when we dismiss, we're going to have a group of folks with shirts on that say new you on them. They're going to be right back here in the corner. Take that card to them. They have a gift for you. It's that simple. That's all we want to do. We want to know that you're interested in this so that we can walk with you through the process, so we can talk with you, so we can start your journey off well. So when we dismiss, take your card to that corner, hand them the card. They'll give you a gift. That's it. We're not going to talk to you for 20 minutes and dip you in blood or anything. But I want you to do that, okay? If you want to dip your toes in, you got to dip your toe in, right? You got to try. You got to take a step. You got to trust God and say, this is kind of embarrassing. I don't know these people. You know what? That's okay. All they're going to do is give you a high five, hug you if you're cool with it, and that's about it, all right? No weirdness. Now, third thing. As I said, we're going to baptize today. Yeah, you can clap for that. We're going to baptize today. We have some folks who came prepared to be baptized. Some of you in the room, you're a Christ follower. You've given your life to Christ, but you've never taken the step of obedience because the time's never been right, or you just couldn't make it work, or you needed to think about it, to pray about it more. Well, here, let me help you. The time is now. Because if you're a Christ follower, baptism is a command from God. We are commanded to do it. It is our public declaration of what's happened inside. And I don't want to get technical on you, but delayed obedience is disobedience. But it's cool because we've made it super easy for you today. I wasn't joking earlier. We literally have everything you will need to get baptized today. I mean, I saw the packet Eric made. It's ridiculous. We have deodorant. We have hair gel. All right? You can even look pretty when we're done. All right, we literally have everything you can imagine. And don't worry about your families. We're going to take pictures of it. We're videoing it. You can share this with your families. Don't say they're not here. Don't pass this moment by. Some of you right now, your heart's beating out of your chest because you know you're supposed to do this. You know you're supposed to get baptized right now. You've known it since I said it earlier. You've just been trying to forget about it and put it out of your mind. He didn't really say that. And all right, God, I'll only do it if he stands on his hands. Watch this. Oh. There, all right? I stood up. I'll do a freaking cartwheel if I have to. All right? Whatever it takes. I'm really fine. It didn't hurt. I really am. I did that on purpose. I can do a perfect handstand. That was just to make you guys feel good. No. There's no reason for you not to take this step today. There's really not. And others of you in the room, you're a little more scared because I just did a handstand. But today's your day. If I were to shoot this video right now, you would say today. I gave my life to Christ today. I've been thinking about it. I've been trying out. I gave it today. You know what? What better day to begin following Christ, to begin obeying him, than right now and be baptized? We have everything you need. We have everything you need. There is literally no excuse. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to sing a song in just a moment. And I'm going to... We're ready to sing, right? All right. I want everybody to go ahead and stand to their feet right now. And what I'm going to do is... We like to count to three here. I like to tell people when to do things. I'm going to count to three. And when I hit three, if you want to step out today, if you want to be baptized, I want you to move. I want you to step to the aisles, step to the back. We have people back there who are, some of you are already doing it. We have people who are back there who are ready for you. I don't want you to think about it. I don't want you to ask questions. But here's what's going to happen. If you're worried today, if you're saying, I don't know, I'm going to be embarrassed, I don't want to step out, here's what I guarantee. The second the first person moves, when I say three, this place is going to go crazy. You know why? Because we are stoked that people are obeying God. So don't think about it today. We love you, man. Everything's set. We have set the table for you to get a relationship with God, for you to obey Him. Why would you not do it? So I hope you're ready. Here I go. When I get to three, I want you to just make your way to the aisles and head to the back. One, two, three. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move. Let's do it. Here we go. Keep it going. Come on. Some of you need to go. Somebody else needs to move. Somebody else needs to move. The God of the universe is in this place right now. The Holy Spirit's coming down. Lives are going to be changed. We're going to sing this song. And at any moment in that song, if God tugs at your heart, simply step to the aisle, step to the back. People will be sitting back there waiting on you. They would love to speak to you. They would love to walk through this with you. It's the greatest signal of making your life. God's good, folks.
Thank you for joining us today. We would love to hear how God is working in your life. Share your story by emailing us at amen@wellspringchurch.tv. If you would like to support our ministry, click on Giving at wellspringchurch.tv. Wellspring meets every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Myrtle Beach Middle School.